Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Roma Press Podcast. I hope you are all doing so well wherever you are in the world during this absolutely crazy time. I hope you are staying safe. I hope you, family, friends are all doing okay and maintaining your sanity during this, again, this unprecedented time. I truly thank you for listening, supporting us during this moment. And again, I hope you are all doing very, very well. Also, a special mention to our wonderful patrons over at Patreon who have continued to support us during this, again, very, very, very difficult moment. Andy and I are back. Before I bring Andy on, though, just a couple of notes. We recorded this on the 13th of May. So depending on when you're listening to this, it could be 24 hours ago, could be 48 hours ago or more. But there were some updates in the time in which we originally recorded this in regards to the Serie A. If you want to check out the latest, you can just go to the website, romapress.net. Good friend Sandro Austini had an update in Il Tempo as to what is happening, how many of the clubs are unhappy with the medical protocols that have been enacted by the Italian government, and many of them are protesting these measures. And again, Sandro is reporting that group training, which was scheduled to begin on the 18th of May, will not be going forward until we have a resolution. And in between when Sandro posted that, about 2 hours later, give or take, it was learned that the Italian Federation, Lega Serie A, and Sparafora, who is the Italian Minister of Sport, as well as the scientific committee that has been sort of guiding the protocols that will be in place throughout this entire process, will be meeting to hopefully come to a resolution to maybe restart the league. We don't know where things are headed, so stay tuned for that, but please just keep that in mind. We recorded before all that was learned. I also want to give a mention to Since 1927 Football Club. Now, this is a Roma-based clothing brand. You can go to since1927fc.com. That's again, since1927fc.com, to check out some of their really cool shirts. They just came out with a new one called their off-pitch tee. Extremely comfortable. Looks awesome. You can go to, again, since1927fc.com to check them out. They ship globally. And if you are looking for some new Roma apparel, please give these guys a look. They're fantastic. Joe Ciarcione, who is the founder of Since 1927 FC, he donated last month all of the proceeds from the t-shirts that they sold to the Lazzaro Spallanzani Hospital to help the coronavirus outbreak. So please, if you're able to support them, you're looking for a great shirt, comfortable shirt, since1927fc.com. All right, let me bring Andy on now as he and I discuss this absolute shit show that is being performed by the Lega Serie A and what in the world may be coming in terms of the future, whether or not we're going to restart. So here is Andy now. Hello, everybody. Andy and I are back. We had a recording last week, but unfortunately there were some issues with it, so now we are redoing it. We've had some updates in that time. So the first thing we want to talk about is this utter, are we playing, are we not playing madness that seems to be changing by the day in the Serie A. So we have the Bundesliga that is set to restart. But we've already had some teams. So I have to say, if this is going to be the protocol, then I see absolutely no reason why we should be restarting to begin with. But did you see that, Andy, that one of these Bundesliga clubs, they had three positive tests, and now they have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks, and their match this weekend is canceled. If that's what Italy proposes, to me, this is just so stupid. That can't possibly be the answer to this. That can't be, because you're going to get these tests.
And also, I believe the Bundesliga officials, like a week ago or something, where they predicted for the season to end in about a month or something like that. So by the end of June, they wanted to be done with the season. But how are you going to be done with the season if you keep getting positive players and positive staff and you have to keep isolating teams? And at a certain point, there comes a time where you'll find yourself overwhelmed with the numbers that I'm sure are still not there. I'm sure there are plenty of Serie A teams who still haven't, you know, who are in for a big surprise as to who's still positive. You know, you just look at Fiorentina. Those numbers didn't go down. They actually went up. Players that tested negative, then tested positive again. So it's a bit of a mess, and I'm not sure if what I saw was right and if it's official. But did you also see the supposed rules that were brought in for the new Bundesliga start? Like, you know, no spitting, no shaking hands. Basically, all bodily activities that every player does and it becomes automatic are you know, you're not supposed to do it. And it just seems like this way it's going to be impossible to resume this season.
So quite literally, before we started, the Serie A and the government, they more or less agreed on the medical protocols that the league had to give to the government before they officially got the okay to even begin proposing a restart date. So the medical protocols, literally just minutes before we started recording, have been approved by the government for the Serie A, and the league has proposed a comeback date of maybe the 13th of June. I'm not a huge betting man or a gambler. However, I would like to put some money down on that never happening. And
yeah,
I would put it at close to zero that the 13th of June is actually the date we see football restart. I just don't understand, because in between that time, so many things have to go perfectly right. And it's just impossible to envision that happening. What do you think of all of this? Because in the episode that we had some problems with, you and I were talking about Italy's Minister of Sports, Sparafora, who this guy has been a clown show throughout this entire thing.
Yes.
The media in and of itself, or I should say some media members, have been a joke throughout this entire thing. I don't want to name names. Giovanni Capuano. But
yeah. We're looking at you, yeah.
But some of their behavior in this, pushing forth and forcing the league or wanting to force the league to restart, it is just asinine, in my opinion. Again, this is all about money. This is all about agendas. But in your opinion, 13th of June, impossible, right?
Yes, and it is impossible because, as you said, everything, all the conditions need to be met. And we are currently in a situation where, you know, everything is up and down, and you go from one day of being, oh, yay, this is going to turn out great, to being the next day, okay, we're closing down everything. And it's to even envision something beyond tomorrow or beyond the day after tomorrow is insane to me. And especially when it comes to these big events and politics involved in the world of sports. And as you said, there is a lot of, you know, it's, there doesn't seem to be like someone that, you know, you can, because as you said, Spadafor is a clown, and he's not the only clown that is talking. There is plenty of other people who are saying the same bullshit. There doesn't seem to be someone who is like the light at the end of the tunnel, that someone that you can say, okay, what this guy is saying is correct, and we should follow what he's saying. Even Damiano Tommasi, who was one of the few reasonable people in this, just switched opinions from one day to the other. And I think now he's back to his old agenda of being, no, football needs to shut down. So it's very weird. And then you have journalists who, and this is for real, I read a journalist on Twitter who from a major Italian network who and for a major Italian newspaper who brought on the reason for as to why football should restart and why even teams with positive players should keep playing is that, duh, you always have injuries, so it doesn't matter. I mean, you have to play through injuries, so why don't you play through the virus? This is a real thing. This is what somebody who is a real person and is a professional in the world
exact same thing, isn't
and,
it?
In general. Like, what is, you know, and until we have that mentality and people actually believe in this stuff, then, you know, it's we're getting further from the objective of actually getting back to football than we are doing now. And it's to me, it's the whole thing, not even in Italy, but just globally, even in the Premier League today, talking about new rules and supposedly no tackling or something like that, even some like an idea, a rumor of an idea like that is the worst thing about it is that it's actually believable because we're seeing so much, so many bogus theories and conspiracies going around, and people actually buying into that. So that's the dangerous part.
Can you find me a worse proposal than 5 substitutions per match?
Yeah, I don't. Again, it's like, is there even a logical decision behind? What is that for? What, so that you don't sweat too much or something?
I don't understand it. But again, many of these policy prescriptions, in my opinion, have been just so asinine, ignorant. They it's not even as if they're being proposed for the health of the players. They're being proposed so that it looks like these leagues are doing something so they can get back to the pitch. Because I think one thing in all of this that is getting lost and is sort of the underlying story in all of this, I don't know if you've been following this, but Sky Sport, Liga Serie A, they're still having this dispute about the payment of television rights. So for anybody who hasn't been following, Sky Sport, they have the television rights for the Serie A. They do not want to make, so they have a final payment that is upcoming that will be due, I believe, within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And they have said that they will not be making that payment for the television rights for 2019-2020 because of obviously everything that has been going on. They said they hope to come to an agreement with the city, so on and so forth. Where that goes, we don't know. But I've been saying that this is about money. This is about television rights. And that's what this is all about. Because why would Sky Sport pay if there's obviously not going to be sport? Liga Serie A, they don't want to miss out on that money. So obviously they're going to try as hard as they can to get the season to be completed. So don't kid yourselves. This is all about money. Really, in the end, very few people care about the health of the players. I think that's a thinly veiled mask that is just has nothing to do with anything other than greed.
Yeah, and you know, today I believe the official from Bayern Munich, Rummenigge, even said it that. When he was asked about the return to football for the Bundesliga, he said, "Oh, this is gonna help us make so much money because the whole world will want to watch it because there is no other sports going on." So that's the real objective is not, you know, to get back to football because to bring people joy or help some teams get what they're supposed to get in terms of an award or fighting for relegation or something like that. It's about those clubs and everybody else and the TV channels making money. And if that's not demoralizing in a situation like this where you're supposed to think about more important things and you have these people that can't even seem to come to a logical, reasonable agreement about football. And you see, we've been saying a lot of things about what Lazio representatives have been saying, but in this podcast that actually we had trouble recording, we discussed this, that Roma, didn't do much better. They engaged in this fight to come back and play football. And again, this even Pastore, whom we haven't heard since Moses died, since the sea parted, he even he spoke about, oh, we have to bring back football because, you know, the kid on the street will be sad if we don't play, and, you know, propaganda, because that's what it is. And it's just weird, man, because at the end of the day, there are more important things. And football, I don't understand. We've been sitting on this situation for what, like 3 months in Italy? It's been 3 months, maybe even longer. And there really doesn't seem to be any sort of touchable, reasonable, real outcome that we might, you know, come to it and say, okay, that makes sense. This makes sense, and it's realistic, and it's most likely going to happen. Because let me tell you, the 13th of June is no special date. Nothing is going to happen on that day. I guarantee it.
Yeah, one of the things that you and I were saying were that Roma, quite often, they present themselves as this very progressive club, particularly in a country like Italy, compared to the rest of the clubs throughout the league. I would certainly say that they're among the most, if not the most, progressive club. Usually they find themselves on the right side of things. But yeah, as you just said, Baldissoni, many of the club's directors, putting out statements on their official website that they welcome the region of Lazio opening or approving individual training going forward. I just don't understand. Again, usually you find Roma on the right side of things. I just don't understand what they're thinking here. In your mind, then, do you think there's any chance that it returns this season? I have been on the belief that I think this is something that happens once or twice in a century, and you have to chalk it up to bad luck, dust yourself off and say, you know what, let's call it. This season, it's not going to happen. Oh, well, and we restart. For me, all of these proposals of going into July, August, make no sense to me, because every season thereafter is going to be affected. It makes zero sense, in my opinion, playing into the likes of August. How does that work with player contracts? When do they expire? When do they begin? What about the transfer market? When does that open? There's just so many unknowns. I mean, where do you come out on this? Do you say that, you know what, It's not going to happen. Cancel the rest of the season. We can figure out who qualifies for Europe. Maybe you even suspend European play for a year. I don't know. But what is your... How do you propose they go forward with this?
Well, definitely scrap the season. To me, it was never a question of coming back to this. Maybe I'm biased as a Roma fan, because of the table not looking good for us going into the Champions League. But again, scrap most likely European football. Make drastic decisions, because that's, I mean, you know, this as you said, postponing and this wishing to go back to this season and finish the season. But it's not a matter of three games. It's still, I believe, a matter of 12 games or something that. And then you 12, still have European... Exactly. There you go. Then it's not a matter of, you know, let's have the clubs play for a week or two and that's it. This will take a long time. And it's how do you, again, this is the big question to me, is what do you do about the traveling? How do you come up with the understanding of a neutral ground? What is a neutral ground in the situation that we are currently experiencing? And then everything else, the European games, probably not going to happen. Most borders are still closed, and countries still have different regulations in place. So that has no point. And you have so many technicalities, as you said, the transfer market, the contracts. That to me, to even be thinking still about this past season is a wrongdoing, and it's... You know, we should be focusing on next season, maybe even the season afterwards. It's such an unpredictable situation that what I'm most pissed at is that these people feel like they're so powerful, they're so above everyone else and everything else, that they believe that they can control the situation. People like people like, you know, Lotito, people like Gravina, people who's question, you know, medicine, who question these what the experts
Maida.
Say, and exactly,
Viva la Bundesliga.
Exactly. what is the, you know, and Capuano, who keeps retweeting all these articles from like Thailand to just support his own argument of getting back to football. It's to me, that's the worst thing, is that you don't have these people doing actually good work to sort of try and get back to football in a safe way. No, these are people who are trying to, you know, put their foot on the gas and keep doing what they do, because to get as much money as possible, and that's it. And that's the sad thing, is that they don't want to go about it in a reasonable, safe way. It's just everyone is out there for themselves.
Here's the thing. A lot of people, particularly on Twitter, there's people who have very passionate, we can say, opinions about this. They want to come back. Here's the thing. We all want football to return. Make no mistake that just because we're saying right now is not the right time, and the policy prescriptions, I guess you could say, that are being proposed are not the right way to do things. That doesn't mean we don't want football to return. We're all dying for football to return. But I just don't understand how during a global pandemic, we're not showing more prudence. We're not showing more conservatism in the approach that we take to return. But yeah, I still think the fascinating part to me in all of this is when player contracts, how those are going to be handled. Because I've talked to literally 5 to 7 agents within the last 7 to 10 days, and they swear to me that you can't make a player play beyond the 30th of June if he has a contract that's expiring. All of them have said that, and they have maintained that. Now, I don't know if FIFPro, which is the sort of like the players union, I guess, for all football players. I don't know where they come out on this. Maybe they announced something and I just missed it. But I literally talked to a guy an hour ago for somebody who plays at Shakhtar that I already reported about on the website today. He absolutely maintains that it will be impossible for clubs to force a player to play beyond the 30th of June, because that's when that's when 99% of the contracts expire. That's when all of these clubs, their financial years end, and that's when the official league calendar ends for UEFA. So I don't know how they're going to enforce that. What do you do for players who are on freeze? I really don't understand. What about players who have already, who were going to be free agents and they already have agreed to terms with a new club? How do you enforce that? I really don't understand how any of this is going to work. And to date, I have yet to see anybody from UEFA say, this is what we're going to do. If you have a contract expiring on the 30th of June, you can do A, you can do B, or you can do C. I've seen nothing on that, which to me is crazy, because if you're a player, let's say your club wants you to keep playing beyond the 30th of June. Your contract is expiring, though. What happens if you get injured? That dramatically alters your future from various standpoints, especially financial.
And the worst part about it is that these people, these UEFA officials and Infantino and that other smug-faced dude, they keep talking. They keep saying the same things. Yes, we are working on getting back to football, but they're not addressing the important and inevitable technicalities that come to play in football and that can make a difference for clubs. Even a club like Roma, they have a lot at stake with a lot of their contracts, and players like Smalling and Mkhitaryan and who are important for the future. And there is no clear answer, because nobody is seems to want to, you know, maybe take some blame or take the burden, take the responsibility, and actually act upon it. We're constantly being told that we are getting back to football, that they're doing the best they can to have the audience back to their seats and watching football, but they're not addressing the most crucial aspects of their world. So whatever goes on outside, how the audience responds to game is not the most relevant when you're not sorting out the contracts, the transfer market. how everything inside that world works. And to me, even from outside, I can tell that they have no clue what is going on.
None whatsoever. And even these agents, they don't know what's going to happen. And I know we don't typically sympathize with agents, but they get paid. One way they get paid are through commissions, and that only happens when you have an active and open transfer market and players changing teams. Again, I don't expect many people to shed tears for an agent, but I'm just saying this has many ramifications just beyond the pitch, and I don't think people have thought about that. And again, I have yet to see anybody, FIFA, UEFA, anybody, even the players' unions, to say this is what we're going to do and this is how it's going to be handled. I mean, I don't know about you, but if I were a player and my contract was expiring on the 30th of June, there's not a chance in hell that I'm playing even a minute after that clock strikes midnight on the 30th of June. Zero chance.
Oh, you think Zlatan is playing? I don't. And that's, you know, we're talking about a lot of money, and you know, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are gonna be worrying about Raiola starving to death. But that's the reality of the situation, is that you're not gonna, you know, push those players out there to play when they can be just sitting at home and waiting for all of this to blow over, because they have the right to.
Yeah, you're right. And we talked earlier about Roma not pushing, but certainly not being against the resumption of training. And I think a lot of this, in part, has to do with the proposed takeover of Dan Friedkin. Now, this is one aspect of it that we haven't really discussed, but Mr. Biafora, myself, we've reported similar things. But one thing, or we had an interview a couple of weeks ago with someone from Friedkin who said that, I don't know why I said it earlier, like Violi does, Friedkin. We had an interview a couple of weeks ago with an executive from Friedkin who was a bit pessimistic on the deal ultimately going through, even though everything was signed on the dotted line in March. The parties agreed once the coronavirus hit not to put anything forward. He said that the valuations of the club are going to be altered drastically should the season not resume. So in your mind, Andy, do you think that at least plays part into why Roma maybe not pushing, but certainly not being against the resumption of the league?
Well, I, you know, certainly. And, you know, we understand that this, you know, as you said, this situation changed the whole complexity of the thing. We were out here celebrating because it had been signed. Everything was ready. Everything was in place. It was just a matter of days of the announcement, and then, you know, shit hit the fan, and that was it. And we know that Palotta probably is trying to, you know, not budge when it comes to the price. And you have to have your team playing for it to be valuable, and you have to have the football back for everything else to go back to normal. Because if you're Dan Friedkin, there is a lot of question marks that come into play, and you know, with the stadium, with the club, with whatever we end up with money wise at the end of this season. And it's, you can't take those into equation if they're not there, if you're not playing, if those players are not out there, if the league is not back, if football in general is not back. And to be honest, what are we even talking about? Is there even, you know, is there a discussion here to be made? Or are we just, you know, talking with no purpose? Because it really seems like it's what's happening, is that you have too many uncertainties, too many question marks, and it's like everybody's just waiting for something to happen, even though that something is really not going to happen. And a lot of people know that.
We haven't talked about it yet, but Roma, they published their semi-annual financial statement about 2 weeks ago from today, or I think it's exactly 2 weeks ago on the day. And it was not good. It's very clear that Roma are in trouble. Now, if you talk to people at Roma, they'll tell you, oh, they'll be fine. Palotta and a bunch of millionaires, they can easily sustain this, blah, blah, blah. Now, they did save some money because I believe it was 30 million euros exactly that the club saved from the players cutting their wages, which was a beautiful gesture, by the way. I just can't help but think that most of Roma's interests lie in the fact that Palotta, his partners, they want to get out. They want to sell as soon as possible. Particularly his partners, they're the ones who are really pushing him to sell the club. He really doesn't want to leave. So there are so many ramifications to this. And I know there's a huge debate that can be said about both sides of this. But I just, for a global pandemic, I am just very shocked that there is not more prudence going on with this. So whether or not we actually have a season remains to be seen. I'm still dumbfounded by all of this. I can't believe in an era 2020 that we seem to be growing as human beings, but I feel like in the last couple of weeks we've really taken a step back with this football stuff, because I don't understand why we're pushing it like this. I really don't. And the annoying thing, Andy, is you kind of hinted at it a little bit. You and I being against it, we'll get told from other supporters, well, it's because Roma are currently sitting fifth at the table. It's because Lazio are challenging for the Scudetto. Yes. It's because you could find a million reasons as to why we're arguing for this. But, I don't see the point in pushing this. And just to end it here then, let's say Serie A, they just threw out a few minutes ago that the league again will tentatively resume on the 18th of June. So you have to get in 12 match days, and I don't know, let's say they want to finish it by the end of July or something. How much is that going to affect next season? Well, how? A, how? And B, yeah. For me, wouldn't you rather just start with a clean slate for 2020-2021?
Yeah.
That's personally, that's my preference. I would much rather start, you know what, just call it quits now. We have 3 months to decide everything, get everything organized, planned, contract sorted, and we start 2020-2021 as normal. I do not understand why we are risking all of the subsequent seasons after this. It makes no sense to me. None.
Well, yeah, and it's the same. It's like I really don't understand. You know, you had the Olympics canceled, you had the Euro canceled. There's a lot more at stake there, I think. Specifically, for example, you know, to Japan's economy, the Olympics, that must have been a terrible blow, and all the preparation. So, but you can take it. It's about the bigger picture. It's what's going to happen next. I really don't understand why, resuming football now would lead to a better outcome when we're talking about next season. What happens to the transfer? Where are you going to squeeze the transfer market into? What happens? Let's say we resume football, right? And then what? Let's say a second or a third wave of the outbreak, knock on wood, happens. And then what? And then you stop again the season, and then what? You still wait to resume it, or you definitely cancel it? There are too many variables at play, and I think we're losing sight of the real objective, which some experts and some people were wise enough to say it from the get-go. We're not talking about getting back into the season. We're only talking about restarting next season, and that should be everyone's focus. To me, it doesn't even make sense to why it would be unfair to other leagues, to the French league, to the Dutch league, who have canceled their season, for other leagues such as Bundesliga, Premier League, Serie A to resume, and it's doesn't make sense. And I hate this inconsistency, because as you said, in times like these, you thought we all thought that, oh, this is going to bring us together, we will sort of work together to solve this situation, and so that we can find ourselves in better circumstances come September or October. And by doing what they're doing now, which is fighting like children on a playground, we're actually pushing those dates, those objectives back, and we're not doing what is we're supposed to be doing. Everybody's has their own agenda. There is a lot at stake for everyone, but it doesn't seem like they approach it from that angle. It's everybody approaches it from what do I have to lose, not what do we all have to lose or what do we all have to gain. And that's probably the most demoralizing part, is that, you know, we like to say sports bring us all together, but we are seeing a lot of divide in this situation.
100%. That's the perfect summary, in my opinion. Perfect way to end it. All right, everybody, we will be back next week. As always, thank you so much for listening. Please continue to stay safe, be smart, don't do anything foolish or reckless. We appreciate you so much for listening. We hope you're doing well, and we will talk to you next time. Until then, ciao.
Ciao.